This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Another world, another time, in the age of wonder, another world, another time, as life was green and good, until the crystal cracked.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
The EU imposed regulations that actually killed untold numbers of people. Why would we want to remain part of an institution that's designed to screw over small businesses and the middle class? Why wouldn't we want to leave an institution that jacks up our cost of living by slapping regulations and tariffs on everything that we consume? The EU's anemic economic growth has left its member states at the mercy of mass uprisings and civil unrest. That's why far-right extremist parties are now soaring in popularity. People are getting more desperate. Mass riots are now becoming more commonplace as a result of the EU's disastrous economic policies. So in what way does staying in the EU make us any safer? The Vote Leave campaign is based on sound arguments, facts, logic, statistics. The Vote Remain campaign is based on fear-mongering and hyperbole. Cameron saying there's going to be a new world war if we leave, relying on people not knowing the difference between the EU and NATO. I mean, what an insult to your intelligence. Cameron saying that the leader of ISIS would support Brexit. I mean, what's next? Is Cameron going to claim that Satan himself is in favour of Britain leaving the EU? This is Project Fear. This proves that their arguments are baseless because all they can appeal to is irrational panic. They're relying on the tyranny of the status quo and people being psychologically averse to change. That's all they've got. They're so desperate. They're sending out instructions to voters, telling them how to tick the Remain box on the ballot. They're sending out referendum polling cards to non-British EU citizens who aren't supposed to be allowed to vote. Oh, but we need to remain in Europe to have an influence, they tell us. Really? Is that why since the late 80s, every time the UK voted against an EU legislative proposal, the UK lost the vote? 70 times. Is that what you call influence? A vote to leave is a vote for the people. It's a vote for small business. It's a vote for lower taxes. It's a vote for cheaper household bills. It's a vote for lower fuel costs. It's a vote for cheaper food prices. Once we escape the burden of the odious common agricultural policy, it's a vote to free ourselves of these shackles. It's a rejection of the obnoxious elites in Brussels getting fat off their thousands and thousands of pounds of taxpayer-funded expenses. It's a rejection of an institution so authoritarian that it has brazenly rejected the democratic will of the European people time and time again.
With general elections, it doesn't really matter who you vote for, Conservative or Labour, because you know that in 4 years' time, you can change your mind. This time, you can't change your mind. This time is for keeps.
This referendum is the most important political act that has happened in my lifetime. This is about our future, our freedom, our democracy, our right to govern ourselves.
What really matters is that you should have the power to remove the people who govern you.
The reason why the suffragettes went to all that trouble to get the vote was because they wanted to, they themselves, be treated as grown-ups and decide their own destiny.
How on earth does handing over more power and more money every single year to a failing, corrupt institution like the EU make Britain any stronger? In what universe is handing over control of our country to people who we didn't elect, who don't represent us, a good idea? To what problem is the EU a solution? For your future, for your children's future, for the future of a free and prosperous Britain. On June 23rd, vote, leave.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hi, I'm 54 years of age, and at Christmas time last year, a resident I take care of at work accidentally rolled over my right foot with his motorized scooter. I was backed into a corner, and he put it in reverse and did it again. The bones in my foot weren't actually broken, but damage was done. The remedy was to just let the foot heal on its own, and this was expected to take many weeks. As a caregiver, I do a lot of walking, and I was sort of okay when I was in motion. It's when I stopped to rest that I really felt the pain. The pain was there getting out of bed in the morning too. So I got on the One World Way a few weeks back, and I just had to write this testimony. No more pain. Nothing. I can only attribute this to the One World Way, since I haven't introduced anything else into my life. This product is a true godsend. It gives me energy and did whatever magic this stuff does to heal my forefoot. I will take One World Way for life. Sincerely, Holly.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
You're back live on the Alex Jones Show. Now, there was an interesting story which I wrote about a few days ago, the apparent cover-up of a rape of a little girl in Idaho by Muslim migrants. The people there in that town got up in front of the city council, basically played hell with them, demanded answers. They were shut down at every turn. We're going to get to a John Bowne report about that, which is up on Infowars.com here in a minute. So we're going to get to that. That article was wildly popular, and people are demanding answers on it because they got up in front of the town council and they basically just called them racist for asking questions about it. So let me know when we got that report ready. But another article up on Infowars.com. This is Kit Daniels. Media agrees Hillary funded by anti-gay regime, still calls it a conspiracy theory. Of course, we had the big Trump speech a couple of days ago where he, in this blistering speech, called out Hillary for, you know, 20% of her campaign being funded by the likes of Saudi Arabia, who execute homosexuals, who stone women to death, who don't allow women to drive. The supposed feminist Hillary Clinton. Well, now, despite admitting Hillary Clinton took money from Saudi Arabia and other anti-woman regimes while serving as the Secretary of State, the mainstream media still claims it's a conspiracy theory. In what's perhaps the most hypocritical article of the campaign, Slate's Jeremy Stahl confirmed the Clinton Foundation raked in millions
from anti-gay monarchs and other third world dictators. But not only did he question whether it was a conflict of interest, Stahl also failed to acknowledge the hypocrisy of a Democratic candidate taking donations from countries that behead gays and stone women. This is a quote from the article. It's true that Bill and Hillary Clinton's foundation did take between $10 million and $25 million from Saudi Arabia and millions more from other regimes and political actors that oppress the rights of women, gays and religious minorities, Stahl wrote. Trump has demanded that the foundation return the money. Whether or not this was an actual conflict of interest when Clinton served as Secretary of State, it certainly contributes to a general sense that the Clintons are too enmeshed with too many wicked people to clean themselves. So we've still got that controversy rumbling on, and now even, you know, typically left-wingers are asking questions about it. Let's move on now, though, because we've got the Wall Street Journal reporting in a big article today, population of non-whites grows. White Americans no longer account for the majority in hundreds of counties across the U.S. This is by Jeanette Adamy out of the Wall Street Journal. White Americans no longer account for the majority in hundreds of counties across the U.S., a trend transforming America's social and political landscape as Latinos, Asians, and blacks outpace white population growth, according to census figures out Thursday. In 370 counties across 36 states and the District of Columbia, non-Hispanic whites accounted for less than half of the population as of July 2015. That includes 31 additional counties since 2010, such as those encompassing Fort Worth and Austin in Texas, Charlotte, Savannah, and parts of suburban Atlanta and Sacramento, California. So again, big government likes people who vote for more big government. That's why they're encouraging this trend. That's why you've got the Obama administration now encouraging minorities to move into typically white areas so they can begin to overturn those voting majorities. They don't care about these people. It's all about politics. It's completely cynical. Now we've got Fox News reporting, anatomy of terror threat, files show hundreds of U.S. plots, refugee connection. Newly obtained congressional data shows hundreds of terror plots have been stopped in the U.S. since 9/11, mostly involving foreign-born suspects, including dozens of refugees. So you've had that, you know, that media narrative again after, even after Orlando. We saw the editing of the transcript of the shooter, Omar Mateen, to excise, to delete the fact that he praised Allah, that he dedicated the attack to ISIS. Again, we had this whole narrative, Islamic terror is not the threat, right-wingers with guns are the threat. But now this new report shows, it makes clear, this is a quote, that the United States not only lacks the ability to properly screen individuals prior to their arrival, but also that our nation has an unprecedented assimilation problem, said Senator Jeff Sessions. Among the 580 convicted, at least 380 in these terror plots were foreign-born. The top countries of origin were Pakistan, Lebanon, and Somalia, as well as the Palestinian territories. So again, after every single Islamic terror attack, we get this drumbeat of propaganda that Islam is not the problem, that radical jihadists are not the problem, but it's the American people who are the problem because they have weapons. Again, another report that completely debunks that narrative. Now, of course, on the subject of gun control, we had the Democratic sit-in yesterday. This is up on Infowars.com from Steve Watson, GOP rep. Dems are holding gun control sit-in to strip rights away. As Democrats occupied the House Wednesday and staged a sit-in to push for action on gun control legislation, critics lambasted them for their actions, with one GOP rep calling the action a disgrace. This is Rep. Mark Walker, quote, calling this sit-in is a disgrace to Woolworths, referring to the infamous civil rights protest sit-ins that took place in the 1960s. So he's lambasting them for conducting sit-ins that actually take rights away from people. Of course, the first gun control laws were against black people. Now, we also had Charlie Rangel, who consistently calls for the draft and all kinds of horrible proposals, saying that regular law-abiding citizens shouldn't need to carry a gun, but Democratic lawmakers deserve gun protection. This is out of Gateway Pundit, Dem lawmaker. Law-abiding citizens just shouldn't need a gun. Again, you don't get to protect yourself, but the elite do. So he came out with these comments again, proving that he's a complete hypocrite. But unlike others who refuse to even mention the fact that they're protected by armed secret service, by armed security, he just came out and brazenly said, yeah, we're better than you. We're the political class. We get to be protected. You don't. The common pleb scum. You can sit there like sitting ducks in your gun-free zones and be left completely defenseless. But many in the LGBT community are refusing to be left defenseless. This is another article out of Gateway Pundit. Hundreds turn out for LGBT firearms classes in Texas. Now, again, we had reports out of the New York Post last week. Firearm sales, I mean, they always surge after a major shooting, after the Democrats try to institute more gun control. But now it's amongst the LGBT community. And in fact, the video we played last week on the Alex Jones Show, where I actually reached out to the gay community and said that you've been abandoned by the left. They've chosen Islam over protecting your lives. That reached a lot of people. I mean, I got so many positive messages from people within that community thanking me and saying that they'd changed their votes over to Trump. We saw mainstream media reports, we saw op-eds by people in the LGBT community saying that they too had made that choice. Well, now we've got armed classes, defense classes being run for the LGBT community specifically in relation to the aftermath of the tragedy in Orlando, and people are signing up for them in droves. This is out of Click to Houston. One look at this Holdfield paper target, and you can see Ryan Thomas is a great shot. He has had his concealed handgun license for 2 years. Thomas also happens to be gay. After Sunday's shooting, he had an idea. He wanted to make sure his LGBT brothers and sisters were protected. Thomas talked to his friends at the Shiloh Gun Range in northwest Harris County, and now they're offering free firearms classes to the LGBT community. This is a quote from Jeff Sanford, the owner of the Shiloh Indoor Shooting Range. He said, quote, we want to make them aware they can come here, they can feel safe here, they can get their concealed handgun license or their license to carry, and they can carry a gun, and they can feel good about it. So again, if one positive thing came out of the terrible tragedy in Orlando, was a lot of people within that LGBT community finally realizing that the regressive left has abandoned them. Again, in the oppression Olympics, they've placed the importance of not hurting Muslims' feelings over protecting the lives of gay people. And so many positive messages have poured in since I made that video. So a lot of people are getting the point. Of course, the LGBT establishment will never get it, will never change their tack, because they're intimately tied in with the Democratic establishment. But if you're talking about individuals in that community, Orlando has really changed a lot. And now they're arming themselves, they're protecting themselves, and that can only be a good thing. Third officer acquitted in Freddie Gray case. Marilyn Mosby goes 0-3. Police officer Caesar Goodson Jr. was acquitted in his second degree murder trial today in the latest trial against six police officers in the death of Freddie Gray. Baltimore State Attorney Marilyn Mosby charged six local police officers with murder and manslaughter in the death of serial criminal Freddie Gray on May the 1st, 2015. And again, three of these officers are black. And another one has been acquitted because of lack of evidence. Will we see riots on the streets of Baltimore just like we saw last year? Well, they've been threatened. Authorities are preparing for them, but thankfully nothing so far. But again, another officer acquitted in the death of Freddie Gray. Again, another bellwether case that was hijacked by Black Lives Matter and by criminals, by thugs, by gangsters, to riot on the streets, to burn down the homes of their black neighbors. For what? For absolutely no cause whatsoever. So we'll see if there's any more trouble on the streets of Baltimore. Thankfully, the last acquittal didn't prove to be the case, but we'll continue to watch that. After the break, we're going to get into this report. Shock report. Blacks commit 11 times more homicides than whites in America. Yes, it's more of those racist statistics that people point to try and stop this epidemic of black-on-black violence. How dare they? So we're going to get into that. We're going to get into John Bowne's report on the rape of a little girl in Idaho. The residents furious asked the questions about that. And another report, another special report from Alex Jones himself. This is the Alex Jones Show Live, breaking news at Infowars.com. We'll be back.
DarkCityDefense.com was born in Black Mountain, at the foot of the Black Mountain Range in North Carolina. From the Dark City, as it's affectionately been named, we built an online firearms pro store that boasts a vast range of firearms, optics, and outdoor supplies. With aggressively low everyday pricing and a free gift pack with every firearms purchase, DarkCityDefense.com is committed to Tier 1 customer service and overcoming darkness by turning on the light of liberty. Find the light in our logo and find out more at DarkCityDefense.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around, we have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And, folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Grip, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product.
There's nothing more enticing and intoxicating than the finest meat cooking on an open flame. Freeze-dried meat from NewHarvest.com is U.S.-grown, 100% all-natural with no extra fillers. Just grass-fed beef and free-range chicken guaranteed to stay fresh and delicious. Add New Harvest freeze-dried meats to your current food storage. You'll buy direct from the factory, not a third party, ensuring the best price and the highest quality. See all our products at NewHarvestFoods.com. That's NewHarvestFoods.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show Live, and before we hit some more news here, I want to draw your attention to the Tim Kennedy special at InfoWarsLive.com. This is 15% off Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12, so you can get 15% off all three products as part of our partnership with Special Forces Operator and UFC fighter Tim Kennedy. We're giving you 15% off on the top InfoWars Life formulas used by Tim Kennedy. Get 15% off on Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com right now for a limited time. These are the products, and you've seen them on the show talk about them, that Tim Kennedy uses in his Special Forces and UFC training that help him get to the next level. All three products have hundreds of five-star reviews and contain the known herbs that help boost the body naturally. Now is the time to stock up and get our top products for 15% off at InfoWarsLife.com. Visit InfoWarsLife.com and get on the Tim Kennedy InfoWars Life routine with Super Male Vitality, Brain Force, and Secret 12 at InfoWarsLife.com. And, of course, we have InfoWarsStore.com, where you can get the Hillary for Prison T-shirts. Again, massive discounts on all those products. Vital that you fuel our coffers, that you fire our campaign to challenge the mainstream media to become the real media, as trust in mainstream media declines, as the legacy media collapses. We're not funded by George Soros. We're not funded by a giant transnational pharmaceutical companies. We're funded by you, and you only. So please get the products at InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Now, the Pope is talking about Muslim migration and how great it is once again. This is out of Breitbart. Accompanied by migrants, Pope Francis says, a Christian lets everybody come. Oh, really? Even if some of the people that are coming, they're going to radical preachers who are telling them, let's destroy Christianity, let's take over Europe, let's outbreed Europeans. Are we going to let those people come? In a striking gesture, Pope Francis invited 14 African migrants to join him on the steps of St. Peter's Basilica, urging Europe to open its doors to more refugees. Because, you know, 1.4 million in Germany alone, that's just not enough. How many are we going to take? I mean, if you ask leftists in Germany, which we did, and some of the interviews are up on the Alex Jones channel, there's no limit. If you ask leftist politicians in the United Kingdom, like Jeremy Corbyn, there's no limit. There's no limit until they completely overturn the host population and feed on these people, because they know that eventually they will vote for big government. Big business loves it too, because they get cheap labour. Yet it's all dressed up in this humanitarian crap, as exemplified by the Pope over and over again. This is a guy who lives behind, you know, 39-foot walls, lecturing Donald Trump about building a wall. The 14 migrants were guests of Caritas of Florence and the European University and carried banners of the charity that is caring for them along with Vatican flags. On arriving in St. Peter's Square, Francis embraced them and then asked them to accompany him to his chair and remain near him during his weekly catharsis and greetings. Comparing the refugees, again, the vast majority are not refugees. They're not Syrian. They're young men on their cell phones who want to get on welfare. We've proven that. The vast majority, or the clear majority of welfare payments in these European welfare havens like Sweden, go to migrants. But the Pope compared them to modern lepers, stressing that Jesus would touch those who were excluded, but modern Christians seldom do. So again, it's all wrapped up in this humanitarian propaganda. The real solution, of course, is to create safe zones in Syria where actual refugees are coming from, not Pakistan, not Bangladesh. These countries aren't even at war. The proper solution is to create those safe zones in Syria. And yeah, you can have a global fundraising drive to create that, and it would be entirely possible. But no, they have to come into the West, even though they hold grossly intolerant beliefs that are incompatible with Western society, as we saw once again with Omar Mateen. This is already having devastating consequences for Europe. Again, villages in Germany, 150 people, suddenly subsumed by 700 migrants hanging around the streets, vastly overrepresented in crime statistics. You saw what happened in Cologne. You saw what happened in Sweden at the music festival. This is bad news for, quote, you know, tolerant liberal ideals. And yet the Pope is dressing it up in tolerant liberal ideals to sell it. It's a complete and utter hoax. Yet, unfortunately, a lot of people in Europe are still buying it. We'll be back in the next segment of the Alex Jones Show Live with a special report from Alex Jones. Don't go away.
The March. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Extend your life with Extendovite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendovite. Get the dependability of Extendovite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Introducing Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsLife.com. We have worked for years with our chemists and scientists to create the most powerful and affordable, great-tasting multivitamin formula available. The all-new Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink mix at InfoWarsLife.com is loaded with a full month's supply of essential vitamins, minerals, and amino acids that your body absolutely needs. In the history of InfoWars Life, we brought out a lot of amazing products like Survival Shield X2, Super Male Vitality, and so many others. But I am most proud of the product we're now launching today. With its unique delivery system and proprietary manufacturing process designed for maximized effects, this formula is the platinum standard of multivitamin mineral products. The ingredients in Vitamin Mineral Fusion are either plant-derived or of the highest quality lab standard. That means it's clean. That means it's pure. That's InfoWarsLife.com and Vitamin Mineral Fusion. Take action now before we sell out.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I'm a former 22-year congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I'm here to tell you about something that just might save your lives. You never know when there will be another Katrina, an economic collapse, or a serious drought. We should all have a little food storage that will carry us through tough times. I'm going to tell you about a great way to do that. A U.S. company named Harvest Right has a kitchen appliance that can help you be prepared. It's a home freeze dryer. With the product, you can preserve the foods your family loves. And the best part is the food will last 25 years and still taste great. I've tried it, and it's amazing. With a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right, you can literally freeze dry anything you eat. Even things like ice cream. To learn more, call Harvest Right today at 800-594-4635 or go to harvestright.com. That's 800-594-4635 or harvestright.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are back live on the Alex Jones Show. There's a report about a stabbing outside a polling station as Brits vote on the EU referendum. At the moment, they're saying it's not connected to the vote, but we'll continue to watch that. Now, before we go to Alex's report, I want to tell you about the All Alexa Pure Water Filters, which are 20% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. That's 20% off at InfoWarsStore.com for a limited time only from the super high-quality gravity-fed Alexa Pure Pro water filtration systems to shower filters. Now is the time to stock up for the lowest price, as the Alexa Pure filtration system removes up to 99.999% of bacteria, disinfectants, volatile organic contaminants, and hormones. You could even filter from lakes, rivers, streams, wells, and, of course, municipal water. So, again, you know, the government is stocking up on all this stuff. They're stocking up on food. Why shouldn't you? God forbid you might be called a tinfoil hat-wearing conspiracy theorist for having something that cleans the water. You know, for buying many more of these great products, which have got independent five-star reviews at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, you've seen where the money has gone. You've seen what we plough it into, which is sending reporters out to things like the Trump events to document on camera the vile, violent behavior of leftist social justice warriors. To flip round that narrative that we saw, that the media tried to create right at the start of this, that Donald Trump supporters were responsible for the violence. We turn the camera around, put it on the people who were really responsible for the violence, and we flipped that narrative, and especially since San Jose. Now you see that the media can no longer make that claim. It's being completely debunked. That's where your money goes. That's why we cherish your support. That's why we want you to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. But now we've got a special report from Alex Jones himself. Here's the clip.
So I started this talk a few minutes ago talking about what is a true awakening? What is true consciousness? And that's a complex question on the surface, but it's really simple when you look at it through a historical, cultural lens. Consciousness is our entire cultural genetic experience as a species, stretching back into the mist of time, through our instincts and through our genetics up until this point. The great lie is that we are just these alone individuals. We are individuals, but we carry with us the hopes, the dreams, the passions, the sins, but also the great works and the love of those that came before us. We are them. And we have that love of those in the past and that electric connection to the present, focusing forward into the future. And when you don't have a sense of the space-time continuum, when you don't have a sense of the species and its journey and its mission, if you don't have a sense of believing in the species and believing in its survival and believing in its ascension, then you have cut yourself off from what it is to be human. And that's the big globalist virus, is to make you cynical, to make you hateful, to never let you go through rites of passage when you're young, to never go through cultural rituals that are meant to release chemical reactions in the brain that unlock race memories. Consciousness memories that are far beyond the vague, limited statement of instincts, and that allow you as a current sentient being to commune and experience all of the genetic wealth and history and thought and dreams of those before you. This is only one small part of the spectrum that is the wonder, that is this world of fantastical magic that we live in. And that's why they want us to fight over petty issues. That's why they want us to be emotional and dumb us down into these, you know, areas where language has been reduced to the point where it's all just about color and spectrum and where you're from or what you say and what you do, instead of the real issues that are being discussed and debated. But here's the bottom line. The globalists have seized control of the planet. They openly claim it's theirs. They're the technocrats. They're the hardcore, cold-blooded scientists that have decided this belongs to them because the general public is so dumbed down and so mindless. But their great sin, as I have said countless times, is that they have built a modern system and designed it to make people pliable, to make people passive, to make people stupid, to make people unfeeling, undreaming creatures so that they can be managed. So how do you then turn back and look at the mass of humanity and say that they're a failed group who is deserving of extermination when you yourselves have set up a system to bring them down? And undoubtedly, everything that's been established in this great time of decadence is destroying the so-called elites themselves. They're not immune from the cultural and spiritual machinery that they've turned loose, that they've released. I mean, look at the oxymoronic paradigm of so-called liberals like the Democratic Party and the Republican leadership to a certain extent as well, bringing in millions of radical Islamics all over Europe and the United States and then telling us we have to give up our freedoms so that we don't offend them so that we're not attacked, and that Americans are to blame for what happened in San Bernardino and Fort Hood and the Army-Navy recruiting centers and, of course, Orlando and countless other events, Charlie Hebdo, the French theater, the 300,000 Christians killed by ISIS. All of this is the fault of the American gun owner when it's Hillary Clinton and her foundation and Obama and NATO and the French government and the Turkish government and others who've openly been funding with Saudi Arabia a global jihad. Saudi Arabia was only a few hundred square miles in 1901 in the middle of what Saudi Arabia today with a kidnapping bank robber mob of flesh merchants known as the House of Saud. A few hundred Bedouin robbers who then were given British intel and British money and turned loose to take over more than half of the Middle East, including Syria, by the 1930s. And now we sit here and look at them launching their tentacles and building hundreds of mosques per country every year and controlling the leftist media, who are a bunch of unprincipled sellouts. They already sold out to corporations. They already sold out to globalists. They already sold out to technocracies. They already sold out to communist Chinese. So why not just go ahead and sell out to the Wahhabists, who keep women as slaves and who are the most oppressive people on earth? And then we see Ja'Kari Jackson, will play a clip of this, in Atlanta a few days ago. And he comes up and there's a black man wearing a rainbow flag talking in a classically stereotypical, effeminate voice. And I don't even dislike him because he does that. It's just that it's so standard and stereotypical. And he's bitching out some young black teenager man who's just simply there to support Donald Trump, saying, "You're a racist. Donald Trump wanted to send black people back to Africa." And Donald Trump's family's KKK, all of that, complete made-up bull, like saying that moon right up there is made of cheese. That's how stupid they think everyone is.
Why would you support a racist?
He's going to
send you back to Africa. That's what he said. He just sent Mexicans back to Mexico. You are a disgrace to America.
But
being a young black man supporting a racist.
Thank you.
That's how utterly mindless and dumbed down they treat you when they sit there and they tell you these things. And I'll be quite honest. Do I trust Donald Trump completely? No. Do I think Donald Trump's perfect? No. But he's doing things that are irrevocably damaging to the globalist and world government. He's exposing political correctness. He's exposing one-sided trade deals. He's exposing it's wrong to disarm the American people and blame the American people for an Islamic attack. He's doing things that are incontrovertibly damaging to the New World Order. So I ask myself, is Donald Trump awake? I think Donald Trump is a emblematic benchmark, a gauge, a symbol, a bellwether, a weather vane, a marker, an indication that there is a massive push worldwide by 7.5 billion humans to go to the next level. And the technocrats of the UN and the big central banks admit they want to keep you poor. They want to keep you dumb. They want to keep you manageable, so that they can dole out culture and control and buy you and your mind and your intellect for pennies on the dollar. They want to block prosperity when it's prosperity that's going to clean up the environment, when it's advanced technologies that are going to raise us to the next level. They know that, and they're afraid of the new renaissance. They're afraid of those new minds out there turned loose and what they can do, because even maybe 10% of the world being somewhat free market gives people, with the choices, the products they buy, the food they eat, the culture they indulge in and promote, that spark of humans looking for freedom and looking for the next level is so powerful that any area that it's allowed to operate will automatically discredit the whole system that's corrupt and stagnant and oppressive. They can't, in this darkness, allow one little ray of light to come in, because it dispels their entire fraud. They want to rule like Bohemian Grove, like the gods that are owls, in the dark, where only they are illuminated because they can see in the black. Those that truly want to illuminate humanity want everyone to see and believe in humanity and believe in the animating contest that Thomas Jefferson talked about. Human consciousness, human free will, is so grand, so expansive, that I'm not even pretending here today, as the sun sets in Central Texas, to even give you a glimpse of the free will that you already know is within your heart and your soul. The free will, the free association that the creator of the universe gave us all. But all I'm saying is, Don't let the establishment media emotionally program you to follow their paradigms. The right wing is incredibly corrupt and dumbed down. I spent years attacking Bush and the Republicans. But under Obama, even the head of the Green Party, even top liberal lawyers like Jonathan Turley and countless others have said that things are basically three times worse than they were under Bush. Not that Bush was a better guy. He wasn't as good a deceiver as Barack Obama, who could carry the globalist football even further. The truth is, technology and civilization is too advanced for the elite. They want to keep it for themselves. If they give it to the general public, who actually developed it, that will allow us to be on a level playing field, and they won't have a monopoly anymore. Over. Life Extension Technologies. They're openly on television, as I told you 20 years ago they would do, promoting microchips for all children, with the Pentagon and the Navy looking at microchipping sailors and soldiers and Marines. I'm not against technology, but the way the elite are deploying technology is, again, designed to shutter the consciousness. Drudge, 4 or 5 months ago, focused in on Zuckerberg of Facebook at a big corporate event, ordering his employees to wear virtual reality goggles over their heads and sit like apes, not evolve, in a little Play-Doh cave, receiving the control paradigm he wanted to, as he, smiling, walked bipedal, a god amongst men. And what's scary is they know our subconscious is more powerful than our conscious hundreds of times. So they bombard us with sick, demoralizing images and messages, both unconsciously and consciously, both overtly and subliminally, to break our will at a subconscious level and make us think we're absolutely outnumbered and totally defeated, so that when someone who is conscious warns you, the magician has already programmed you to the point that you have automatic defenses to see nothing, to hear nothing, to say nothing, to feel nothing. And then you are a true slave. Because a man or woman who's in some supermax prison, who's falsely accused, falsely convicted, who still has will, is a free entity, is a free soul. But when you are so blasted by the lie, when you are so captured by the fraud, that it's heresy to even doubt the world you're in and even question what the mainstream system is saying, because then you're a conspiracy theorist heretic, you are past oblivion into a death cult. We know they lied to us about NSA spying and the ATF shipping guns into Mexico in Fast and Furious to frame the Second Amendment. We know they lied about secret testing on minorities and poor Appalachian whites. We know they lied to us about what glyphosate was doing in the water supply. They lied to us about fluoride causing brain damage and cancer. They lied to us about nuclear reactors leaking radiation. They lied to us about Obamacare being free. They lied to us about thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of things. And the great Nazi propagandist, great at evil, wrote, you can look it up, that good propaganda doesn't need to even be complex or have some edge of truth. It has to be a big, overt, giant lie. Hitler always gets the quote for this. It was actually Goebbels that said it. It's so big, it's so ridiculous, it's so over the top, like Obama saying, you didn't build your business, or 2 plus 2 equals 5, or, you know, you can keep your doctor. It's so over, or Americans shot up the gay bar. No, it was a freaking guy that hated America and was a foreigner in Seoul. It's so over the top that you just feel alone and have a normalcy bias like Stockholm Syndrome, where you go, I'm all alone. This lie is ridiculous. Why is everyone going along with it? I better go along with it, because who does that say I am? And that's what we're getting down to here, is that it's all to make you feel small. And I'm not saying be on some power trip, but I'm saying reality, the universe, basic truth, nature around us, the stars at night, that's all trillions of times bigger than CNN, Fox News, MSNBC, Pentagon propaganda, the globalists. And we simply haven't decided that in our innate ancestral instincts and our spirit, everything God gave us, and our own life experiences, we're going to set out to discover what the truth is, and then we're going to reach out, not with all the truth, because none of us have all the answers, but with the bits we figured out with others, and that together we're going to put it together and come together and try to develop a cosmology that more closely matches the universe and that is based on truth, so that we have a better light in this forest at night to travel together on this great quest and the stairway to heaven that leads potentially to the stars. Because the Bible says the eye has not seen, the ears not heard what our Creator has in store for us. And whether you believe in the Bible or not, it talks about we're master creators, we're made in the image of God, little God, that we're able to envision and build like the Creator. And look at things that were science fiction 100 years ago. We've manifest. We've done it. We've built it. But it isn't like Oprah Winfrey and The Secret where you just believe it and it happens. It's built on generations and their dreams before us. It's built on scientific developments and technological developments, many of them spiritually inspired, and understandings that come together in beautiful ways to move us forward. We are thousands of times more advanced than what we were just 1,000 years ago.
Okay, and you can check out the rest of that amazing rant up on the Alex Jones YouTube channel. Going to come back there after the break. We've got one final update on that mass shooting or attempted mass shooting in Germany. Very interesting development. We'll be back for the final segment of the Alex Jones Show live breaking news at Infowars.com. Don't go away.
Here's Dr. Paul Meyer, Christian psychiatrist, author of 85 books, and founder of the national chain Meyer Clinics, to tell you about To Your Health liquid vitamins.
I've been taking these every day for over a decade now, and I try to encourage every one of my clients to take them every day. And there's a number of reasons. First of all, it's the best vitamins you can get. It's got dozens of vitamins, antioxidants, and nutrients in it. And then the most important reason why I do it as a psychiatrist and recommend it to my patients is because it's got brain food in it. It's got the essential amino acids. It's got tryptophan, phenylalanine, tyrosine, choline, vitamin B6. And these chemicals that are all natural from food turn into the brain chemicals that make you happy.
To Your Health is delicious. Find out more today. Call us 800-801-3459 or visit online at mytoyourhealth.com. Use the coupon code RADIO15 for a 15% discount on your order. That's mytoyourhealth.com.
Dr. Grip, you developed Living Defense for us. It took you over a year to do it. Why is this so good?
Because people are actually waking up to the problem that pretty much scares me the most. I mean, I try to make sure that I don't put toxins from food and water and beverages in my system. But right now, we're dealing with massive parasites, which is anything that's harmful to your body that lives off a host mechanism. Right now, with all the refugees spreading disease around. We have biological warfare going on everywhere. These are all parasites.
Tell us about all the stuff that's in it. There's so many things that are in it.
You have the neem in there. You have the organic clove bud, the organic wormwood. I recommend doing a parasite cleanse at least twice a year.
All right. Well, I'm glad we've got some back in because I'm going back on it today. It just came back in yesterday. Living Defense, InfoWarsLife.com. And folks, you can't lose. It's full of stuff that's great for your body, period. And you support the broadcast, InfoWarsLife.com. Thank you, Dr. Group, from the Global Healing Center. Thank you so much for all your work, sir, on this great product. If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple $1,000s worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
The final segment. segment of the Alex Jones Show live. And I mentioned just before the break, we've got an update on that situation in Germany. Thankfully, according to the most recent reports, nobody is dead. But the suspect reportedly had a hand grenade and an explosives belt. At first, it appeared as if they were going to blame this on white nationalists. But now it's emerged, according to one eyewitness, that the alleged gunman spoke in broken German. So could it be one of Angela Merkel's migrants gone jihadist? Of course, we reported earlier in the show they've covered up these terror attacks before because it doesn't fit their narrative. Thankfully, no one died. But that's the latest, that it could be a migrant-inspired attack. So we'll be sure to keep up to date with that story. A couple of final news stories here in the last few minutes. We've got Breitbart reporting top lawyer ban referendums to save EU project. In the wake of potential Brexit, a top French lawyer has demanded that the European Union, quote, stop sacrificing the European project and ban referendums. That's right. How dare you even be given the opportunity to vote against the all-powerful USSR, I mean European Union, and even have a referendum in the first place. Laurent Cohen-Tanouilly called direct democracy, quote, populist suicide, and claim that people's opinions in the internet era are invalid. So it's basically, if your opinion disagrees with mine, that's completely invalid. We're going to ban you from even having a referendum in the first place. How dare you even challenge us? Just think of the snobbery associated with that kind of comment, the elitism. And we've got another one from Jean-Claude Juncker, the president of the EU Commission, who likes to get drunk and slap people in the face in public. EU president slams part-time Europeans and national opinion slowing ever closer union. Again, as I said, complete and utter contempt for the very fact that you question whether it's a good idea to be ruled by four presidents we don't even know the names of, by numerous unelected commissioners who make our laws, who make our regulations. We don't even elect them. The European Parliament, completely ceremonial, can't even vote down these laws. Jean-Claude Juncker, president of the EU's unelected executive arm, has complained that too many EU officials are listening to, quote, national opinion rather than pushing for an unwanted European superstate. Quote, in former times, all those implied in the project were full-time Europeans. Now we have too many part-time Europeans, he said, according to The Independent. Well, how about we don't have any Europeans, because it's not about being European. It's not about culture. It's not about fine wine and food. It's nothing to do with that. This is about tyranny. This is about dictatorship. So I would rather be a full-time, you know, fully paid-up advocate of parliamentary democracy than a, quote, part-time European or a full-time European. And this is what it comes down to. And this is why they're probably going to win, unfortunately, on the Remain side, because they've made it about, I mean, you've got James Corden giving a speech on TV. He's someone who moved to the United States. He doesn't even live in the European Union. Talking about how the astronaut Tim Peake looked down on the globe and realized that we should all be interconnected. It's nothing whatsoever to do with that. This is about the freedom to elect the people to represent us, to actually have a stake in the future of our own country. It's not about the observations of an astronaut from high altitude. This is the BS they've wrapped it in. This is the amazingly, astoundingly dumb narrative that many of these young people have swallowed. And that is going to be the issue that swings the vote, unfortunately, unless, you know, a miracle happens at this point. But we remain hopeful. That is going to wrap up this edition of the Alex Jones Show. Breaking news at Infowars.com. David Knight coming up with the fourth hour. Keep it locked in.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.